It's more than a month since Uganda announced its first case of COVID-19. Authorities say the country has been prepared. Body temperature scanners were in place at all entry points long before the COVID-19 pandemic, as the government monitored the Ebola virus disease in the DR Congo. The Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, believes it's the reason his country was able to detect the coronavirus quickly.
Detection and prevention, tracing the contacts of the few that had entered and treating the ones who are sick. We seem to be doing well and we are gaining more and more experience.
Uganda acted quickly and closed schools, places of worship, restaurants and nightclubs. The country also closed its airport, land and water borders to traffic. The president says health authorities have been tracing, testing and isolating all contacts of the positive COVID-19 cases.
If we had imposed the quarantine earlier, the closing of the airport, maybe nobody would have come in and would not have had this experience. It was better that this enemy comes and we handle it when a little bit of it is here, because it gives us experience.
Like many other countries, Uganda's government also instituted a countrywide lockdown. Only cargo trucks, essential workers like medical personnel, the media and security are allowed to work. Small business owners who live hand to mouth are the hardest hit. Grace Nanyonga, a fish trader, says the lockdown has disrupted her only livelihood.
We are still worried because we do not know how far this lockdown is going to go. They want us to use big trucks. Now, a big truck cannot make a door-to-door delivery. It is, first of all, very expensive. It cannot maneuver through the small roads. That is one. Two, I do not own one.
Uganda's COVID-19 case curve remains relatively flat, but the World Health Organization has warned countries against lifting the lockdowns quickly. Dr. Eunice Tegen, the WHO representative to Uganda, says they risk losing the gains already made.
We have to make sure that when people go back to school or to the workplace, the necessary measures are there for the disease not to be transmitted further. Importation risk is another risk where we have to handle it.
But the Ugandan president and many others around the world believe the real answer to COVID-19 is to develop a vaccine that will eliminate the pandemic. Michael Baleke, Kampala.